Gypsum was one of the conservation practices discussed at the Nutrient Management and Edge of Field Monitoring from the Great Lakes to the Gulf Conference, December 1st through 3rd in Memphis, Tennessee. The United States Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service recently created a national conservation practice standard, paving the way for states to add gypsum to their list of approved conservation practices. Ohio State University soil scientist Dr. Warren Dick describes why gypsum is a tool to consider to help soil and water quality. He says there are three main benefits.
The first one, it improves infiltration of water. And so whenever you have improved infiltration of water, you have less overland flow and less erosion. The second way gypsum works as far as conservation is in related to water quality. We have found in field studies that when you apply the gypsum over the top of the soil, it binds soluble reactive phosphorus. And the third way gypsum helps improve it and increases conservation is in building soil organic matter. If you improve crop rooting, which we have found scientifically that gypsum can do, you are taking carbon out of the air, you're putting it in the soil, you're building soil organic matter.
I'm Josh McGill for Southeast AgNet.